Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we have the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels. There are times in my life when I've experienced that. I'm going to share one of them with you in a moment, but let me just read this point to you. Popular piety encompasses many forms of devotion to the guardian angels, but listen to this. St. Basil the Great in 300 taught that each and every member of the faithful has a guardian angel. You have a guardian angel. There aren't just angels out there. You have a guardian angel to protect, guard, and guide you through life. Do you turn to your guardian angel? Do you ask for help? Mine looks a bit haphazard sometimes, trying to keep up with me. But yes, I'm laughing. I'm teasing. But I just want to say to you that you are very, very loved by God, and He's given you an angel to guard you on your way all through life. And St. Bernard of Clairvaux was a great master and a notable promoter of devotion to the guardian angels. For him, they were a proof. Listen to this. For him, they were a proof that heaven denies us nothing that will assist us. Nothing. And hence, these celestial spirits have been placed at our sides to protect us, instruct us, and guide us. Do you remember your guardian angel? Do you think of that? You have an angel who accompanies you all the time. I know that sounds bizarre in today's world, but the truth is you have a guardian angel who is with you, who loves you. O God, who in your unfathomable providence are pleased to send your holy angels to guard us, hear our supplication as we cry to you that we may always be defended by their protection and rejoice eternally in their company. Oh, brothers and sisters, we so desire to thank our God. You know, one day, I'll share this with you. One day, some years ago, I was driving back to Pennsylvania to see my parents. Developed a very bad snowstorm, and it was very hard. And I said, Lord, please, will you help me? And honestly, I saw absolutely nothing. But honestly, I had a sense. And I don't go around thinking about angels. I'm thinking, the more I talk to you now, I think I need to think more about the angels. But it was like I didn't see anything, but it was such a comfort and a peace and a strength. There was a guardian angel on each hubcap, you know, right in the front over the headlight. There was a guardian angel. I just had that sense, and immediately the peace came on me. And assurance that I was all right. And my goodness, he took me home over a couple hundred miles without any harm and without any damage. I got there. And I really do believe that God was helping me. I believe that he was trying to see the way for me, show me the way that I could follow him. And so today, we want to take a look at the book of Exodus, chapter 23. Thus says the Lord, see, I am sending an angel before you to guard you on the way and bring you to the place I have prepared. Be attentive to him. Heed his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not forgive your sin. My authority resides in him. If you heed his voice and carry out all that I tell you, I will be an enemy to your enemies and a foe to your foes. My angel will go before you and bring you to the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. I will wipe them out. Psalm 91 tells us the Lord has put angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways. That's what God wants to do. He wants to see that we're guarded in all our ways. We can ignore. We can say, ha, that doesn't happen. There's no angel around me. But you'd have to see him to believe. I always, as a child, believed in my guardian angel. But as you get older, you know, you can sometimes forget about him. And I think on that day driving home, I realized that God was providing for me because there was a very big storm. It was very difficult to drive. But God got me there. a few hours late, but he got me there, and he got me there safe and sound. Oh, brothers and sisters, God wants to get you to heaven safe and sound. He's put all his angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways, all your ways. So let's take a look now at the gospel according to Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 5. The disciples approached Jesus, listen to this, and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And what did Jesus do? He called a child over. He called a child over and placed it in their midst and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child," oh, brothers and sisters, our pride leads the way on so much in our daily life, so much. And being humble doesn't mean you kiss the feet of everybody you meet, doesn't mean that, but it means you really listen to others. You pay attention, you see if what they're saying is important. And they'll accord you, if you're according them, they will eventually accord you the same opportunity, so that really, together you can come to a decision. Jesus loves you so much. Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? A child. A child who believes what he's told, who doesn't ironically scoff at it and dismiss it, cast it away. But he says, "Amen, I say to you," that's to us, you and me, "unless you turn and become like children," meaning humility. And humility doesn't mean being on the ground and being trampled on. It could, but that's not the important thing. The important thing is, in humility, is you saying, "Lord, what do you want me to say? Do you want me to be quiet? Do you want me to speak up? Lord, help me to know what you want." And then be quiet for a few minutes. If nothing comes, go ahead and speak. But I grant you, if you take some time to seek the Lord, you're not going to come out with all the guns ready to be fired in the situation. You don't want to do that. You want to be, as Jesus said, he called a child, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. But whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me." See that you do not despise one of these little ones. And isn't that easy to do? They're crying or they're sniffling or they're hungry or they're whatever. And they're annoying sometimes. But see that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. Brothers and sisters, they're a pathway to the heavens, really. And yes, I know some people are better with children than others. But if you just greet the child as well as its mother or whoever the child is with, you're greeting a person for whom the angels are before the Father in heaven. And that's true. That's true. I know it's hard to imagine, but it's true. You know, oftentimes when I'm getting ready to go to bed at night, I look out and look at the heavens and I say, God's here right now. God sees me. God's looking at me. And then I want to crawl in bed and read a good book. No, but really, I want to turn to the Lord and thank him. Thank him for the day. Thank him for his presence. Thank him for his care. Thank him for the meeting I have tomorrow that's difficult. Ask him to bless you. He hears you. He hears, and the more we bring our things to him, sometimes you don't sense anything, that's fine, then just go ahead and do what you think is best. But those few minutes of stopping you can sometimes cause you to think twice about going in and carrying on a rampage that you're so angry about this or angry about that. Ask him, what does he want? What does he want of me in this situation? And it doesn't mean just ignoring this situation. It means, how am I handling this situation in a way that pleases God? That's what God wants us to do. I think in this closing here, I just want to say to you, I want to read to you actually, from Blessed Cecilia Merloni. She founded the Congregation of the Apostles of the Sacred Heart. She died in 1930, and this is what she said. We should imitate our good guardian angel in church, his profound worship before the tabernacle, in prayer, his recollection and his piety, in our affairs, his union with God, in our temptations, his glorious battles against the devil, in the practice of charity, in patience, in bearing the mistakes and defects of his neighbor, his gentleness, his generosity, his assistance, in short, his conformity to God's good pleasure in all things, the uprightness of his intentions, and his pure and innocent life. Brothers and sisters, we want to be like him. We want to imitate our good guardian angel. And they're real. The church speaks of them as being very real. Asks us to pray that we direct us by the ministry of angels into the way of salvation and peace. That's what we want to do. That's how we want to live. I know the census doesn't mean you're going to become a child again, although a child at heart is good. But it means that as a mature adult, that you're not going to depend on yourself. I know what to do. I know how to handle this one. In fact, we don't really know what to do. And we don't really know how to handle it because many things we don't see. We don't see the needs of another person. We only want to get our point across. Those are the times when we want to stop. We want to stop. We want to ask him, Lord, be my help. Lord, be my help. Bless your angels. Send my guardian angel to help me right now, to help me. Please, Lord, because without you, I perish. You know, God will do that. God loves you very, very much, infinitely. When I say God loves you very much, that doesn't even begin to cover it. He loves you infinitely. And he made sure that his angels were sent to us to guard us. Can we see them? No. Can we hear them? No. But I believe God. God never lies. Never lies. God tells us the truth. He speaks much of the angels. And so I want you to pay a little attention to your angel today. Ask him what he would have you do when situations come up. Of course, turn to the Lord. But sometimes God wants to use his angels. Turn to the Lord. Tell him you need help here. Ask him to send his guardian angel to protect you, to defend you, to stand by you, to see you through to the conclusion. Patience, perseverance, God will do that for you because he loves you. And he loves you infinitely. That's what I want to say on this day. He wants you to know he loves you infinitely. And he wants to bless you. He wants to care for you. He wants to use all kinds of assistance to bring you to him. Brothers and sisters, one can grow in love of God by loving him. That is by multiplying day and night aspirations of love for him. That's what we want, brothers and sisters. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.